7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is not 8:58 p.m. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, right, okay. I'm not overly excited about this, but I just heard another bad sound outside. Yada. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Pour the tea, pour the tea, pour the tea. Yeah, does it seem like I'm rushing through this? Yeah, it's because I kind of am. There is stuff going down, but okay, drink the tea first, Tobe. Good tea, he says. I sure love drinking tea, he says. Oh, I wonder what kind of tea we're drinking, he says. We're drinking the Longjing again. But that's not the important thing. I just heard bad noises. We need to go see what's going on. Hi, Pippa, what the hell's going on here? Alright, basically, here's what you need to know. Guess what kind of day I'm having today? Well, it's very peculiar. Because, oh God, and I can smell it. I haven't even looked in here yet. We gotta look into the bathroom. Oh, I'm scared. But, oh my God, I think we're good. Hi, baby. Yeah, are you scared of the noises too? What the hell is going on, you might be asking. Well, I'm putting on my shoes because we need to go look outside. Here's what's happening. It is actually not very cold today. It is above freezing. It is like 33 degrees, maybe 34 degrees Fahrenheit here in my neighborhood. And as I walk out my garage, okay. The scary sound that we heard was one of the trucks driving away. Good. There's still guys up there, though. All right, so because it is above freezing, it is 1 degree Celsius. It's a beautiful, warm day. This is a great relief to 2 days ago when it was negative 20. More than 50 degree Fahrenheit change. What's in my mailbox? Nothing. Nothing is in my mailbox. All right, so all the excitement might be over. Wow, you're just in time. You're just in time to miss everything, everybody. What happened? Well, this morning. Well, about 45 minutes ago. You know, when I say morning, I don't literally mean antemeridian. When I say morning, it just means the time after which I have awakened. Those few hours after I get up, regardless of where the meridian is, regardless of the location of the meridian. Oh, I'm so relieved. My toilet exploded again this morning. That's how I woke up. I woke up to those horrible crazy sounds again. Oh, the crazy, crazy sounds. And that was fun. So I got up, I look at the window, and yeah, there's a giant sewer truck parked directly in front of my house, right in the street, and they're down in the manhole doing whatever. My toilet's going. but it doesn't look like anything really overflowed or anything. So I'm glad. And then right as Dubious was Goals Committee was starting 5 minutes ago, I heard the sound of another truck pulling up in front of my house, but I think that was just the trucks leaving. I don't know what they're doing today. They're not actually doing any construction. Great, now my cat's yanging. I don't know what they're doing out there. And I don't care. Yeah. This is good tea, though. Oh, yeah, this is the first infusion of that Longjing. Oh. It's so brutally delicious. Oh. All right, well, now that all of this big hassle is over, what are we going to do? I don't know. I got to tell you what I was doing last night, though. I was watching, let me just say, ancient Japanese television from my childhood. That's how old it was. Because I'm 14 years old and my childhood was 10 years ago. I was watching Kamen Rider. Yes, I watched the first episode of the first Kamen Rider series. And this is like its 50th anniversary. And I laughed. It didn't exactly hold up. And then I watched... And then because I watched that, then it was suggesting to me, hey, do you want to watch all the other Kamen Riders? I'm like, well, kind of, but not really. So I watched Kamen Rider Ryuga. And then I was going to watch another one, but I started to fall asleep. But anyway, that's not really anything important. What I'd really like, though, what I would really like is what? What would I like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah, these are just universal truths. I don't know what else to tell you. What am I? It doesn't matter. I've already got hamburger. I got hamburger in the refrigerator waiting for me. I'm going to have hamburger steaky today with half a pound of mushrooms and half a pound of onions. What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa has arrived. Can you tell? It's her theme music. She's a good baby. Oh, look at this cat. Where are you going now? Yeah, go inspect the bathroom. Make sure there's no water splattered all over the place. Okay, what are we doing? It is not time for Kamen Rider. Oh, jeez. Why does this show go off the rails all the time, every single day? It seems like we can't properly discuss any committee topics without this just absolutely going sideways. You know, I want to do one show that makes some kind of coherent sense. I mean, I would like...
I would like to buy a hamburger.
And that's fine. That's a perfectly reasonable thing. But you got to start to wonder, what are you going to have? What else are you going to have? What other sides are you going to have? And where are you going to go for this hamburger? Oh, God. That's fine. That's it. We're going to Pineapplebee's right now because you can get two sides. Whenever you get your entree, you get two sides.
One. Good evening out there.
Hello.
See a lot of people out there. Dial back on the Weaver.
Turn the damn echo down.
In the corner, happy birthday.
Woo.
Happy birthday over there.
Thanks, Quasio.
Welcome to Pineapplebee's. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just that and you're hungry, then don't they? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's pineapple beef. Put up a long tray of pineapple. With the sides of danger. And you get two sides, so get the bean and danger. All the women wear monkey bands to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Absolutely critical. This is why you gotta plan these things out. If you're going to order a hamburger, you gotta think of what sides you're also going to get. And that's why we go to Pineapplebee's, because you get two sides. So you can get a side of danger, but you can also get a side of something else. So get your beans and danger. Yeah. Good thing you listened to Dubious Goals Committee, you would never have figured that one out.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hi, baby!
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I think you can get a hamburger in Vietnam. I don't know that with any certainty. I've never been to Vietnam myself, but you know, with the preponderance of American culture invading every country we've ever invaded, I would suspect you could get a hamburger. You wouldn't want to eat it because it's probably McDonald's, but you know, whatever. So what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm turning stuff on. I'm turning stuff on and I am trying to get things to where I had it. What are we doing? What are we doing, Tobe? What's going on? Well, I'm pushing some buttons. There's a button. Beautiful. And what else am I doing? This? Yes, this. Wow, 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 wow. Do we have clock? Yeah, we got some clock. Wow, 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 wow. It's lovely. But we need more of this and this. Yeah. Oh, it sounds super synthesizer-y. Yes. There's synthesizers. All right, I guess this means that we've got no choice. No choice but to go to some kind of synthesizer jam. But before I do that, I am going to need to drink some more tea. So we'll put the teapot over there, drink the tea. Oh, it's so good. Uh-oh. But I do hear the beeping of trucks backing up in my street. What is that all about? Probably more sewer stuff. Good tea, though. All right. In 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Yeah, no. That kind of fell apart there. Whatever. Okay. So this is a little bit of something that I was working on a little bit last night. And, yeah. That's as far as I got. Well, that's not entirely true. I started adding some parts with the pocket operator, but it wasn't working, and I kept changing it, and then I finally got one thing that worked. And the one thing that worked was just one little toot that was thrown in, and so I thought, no, I don't want anything. I don't want anything to do with that. And so that has since exited the mix. But what I do have right here is my handy dandy other bonus baby sequencer. Everybody needs a baby sequencer for sequencing extra sequences or sequencing things that aren't sequences. And so I thought maybe, just maybe, we should try some of that out. So let's power up the baby sequencer here, and we need to plug it into some stuff, don't we? Yes, we do. So, clock, first of all. We need to get some clock. So let's get some clock from, I don't know, let's just go sequencer number one. Yeah, we got a lot of sequencers going here. And then we need to gate this. What do we want to gate? We want to gate this bad boy, right? Yeah. All right, so now we need to do a false start so that we can get clock. I think we already have it because it's the light is on. So let's just hit play and see what happens. And then maybe we have kick drum. Give me some kick. Give me those craftworky little blips. And 3, 2, 1. Nope, that little sequencer is just screwing up the kind of cool timing we had before, and now everything is weird anyway. Alright, let's tune this bad boy. Let's see, how did we do this before? Okay, seems reasonable. What about the other oscillator? What did I have that tuned to? Same thing. Turn the other oscillator back up. And why does that clash so badly? Oh, right, because we're in the weird steps, we gotta get that back to here. There we go. Let's unplug the baby sequencer. And let's plug something else in. In fact, maybe we should plug multiple things in. Yeah, okay, so let's grab the solar panel, ha ha ha, and we'll plug that into the filter cutoff. Yeah, and that means we need the flashlight. Grab the flashlight, and let's grab the pocket operator so you can hear the one thing that I added, all right? And that means we need clock out of this into the pocket operator. Turn on the pocket operator and we'll tell it to play patterns 2 and 8. And
Then we need to get the sync, and we push play so it's going, and we bring up the fader for the pocket operator. We're going to bring everything else down because the pocket operator is so hull. Don't be hull, pocket operator. Okay, and let's go. Hear that geek dog. Yeah, that's all the pocket operator is doing. Is it really contributing a lot? All right, now let's flashlight the... level, more gain. It sounds like music, kind of. Especially this dick dog. Dick dog. Dick dog. Yeah, I love to play with the sliders on my mixer. Oh, now I'm a DJ. Oh. See, and that's why we have to have sliders. This is why we have sliders in separate rack. Turn that off! Turn that off. We got to use all these little sliders instead of knobs just to discourage the Eurorack enthusiasts. I wouldn't want anybody to think that we've got Eurorack stuff going on up in here, because then we're going to attract the Eurorack enthusiasts, and man. And then what are we going to do? Then what are we going to do? I'll tell you. I know what I'd like to do.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Well, that doesn't matter because I'm hearing terrible sounds outside again. Oh my God, what is going on? Is my toilet gonna start exploding? All I want is to order a hamburger. I just want to buy a hamburger. So now I gotta run back outside and see what's going on. Oh boy, we got the bobcats right here. They're pulling stuff up, and it looks like they're gonna be tearing up my street real soon. There's guys out here, they're setting up concrete forms. Why do I have a feeling that my sidewalk is gonna get destroyed soon? Oh, this can't be good. Looks like they're fueling up the other Bobcat. I think they're going to put the pneumatic hammer on it. They're moving away all the snow. Oh, let's go back inside. I need to escape. But you can already escape because it's over. You've been listening to The Dubious. Oh my God, what is happening in Tobe's Universe Committee? A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.